right? You may not be happy only with pleasure, but even pleasure, you're happy. So,
well, I'll try to explain. There's an old saying that says, is it for business or is it for pleasure? This particular share I called, is it for happiness or for pleasure? And I'll explain what I mean. This past Thursday night, between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shavuos, I spoke in shul about the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even though they look the same, there are differences. And I basically said that one of the many differences is that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, and there isn't a mitzvah of simcha necessarily. Excuse me, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov, and there isn't necessarily a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos.
Onik.
So if you look on the source sheet, the reason I said that was the Rambam indeed says, Arba'at dvarim ne'emru b'Shabbat, there's four positive commandments that we have to fulfill this Shabbos. Actually, three positive and one negative. Zachor, making Kiddush. Shamor, all the negative commandments of Shabbos. And Kavod ve'onek. The Gra explains on Shulchan Aruch, the difference between kavod and oneg, honor and pleasure, is that kavod is done before Shabbos. When you clean the house, you make the food, you even light the candles in honor of Shabbos, that's in honor of Shabbos. However, oneg is having pleasure on Shabbos. The Gris Soloveitchik, the third source on the right side, indeed, hammers home this point by saying that with the candle lighting, you have both. Kavod, lighting it before Shabbos, and Oneg, enjoying its light on Shabbos. Having a romantic dinner, Arthur, with your wife and family on Shabbos is pleasure. Lighting the candles is, of course, done before Shabbos because you're not allowed to light on Shabbos, but it's a means of kavod. The Rambam also says on the left side of the source sheet, and I quote, that on Yom Tov, there's also a mitzvah of kavod ve'onek. Kishem shemitzvah lechabed Shabbat ve'le'anga, kach kol yamim tovim. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'tzarich lechabdo ve'lango kemo b'Shabbat. However, on Yom Tov, the Rambam adds, as we learned last week, that on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we mean Shar Yamim Tovim, probably talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Chayav Adam Liot Bahem Sameach V'Tov Lev. You have to have Simcha. So, according to these sources, Shabbos we have Zachor, Shamor, Kavod Ve'oneg. On Yom Tov, we definitely have Kavod Ve'oneg, including Simcha. However, the question is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos as well? Because one of the people in the shul, when I said there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, got very offended, and rightfully so. He said, if there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, how come I say Yismichu b'malchutcha? Now, you have to understand, the gentleman davens like a Sephardi. Can anyone tell me why that was so important to him and the Ashkenazi sitting next to him didn't bat an eyelash? Anyone? The Ashkenazi didn't bite an eyelash. He doesn't care. The Sephardi said, I say Yismichu v'malchutcha all through Shabbos. Anyone know the answer? No one. Okay. So I'll let you in the answer. Nusach Sephard and the Sephardim say Yismichu v'malchutcha on Friday night, Shabbos morning, Musaf and Mincha. Nusach Ashkenaz just says it at Musaf. And therefore, this Sephardi got very offended, and rightfully so. He said, if that's true, how come I'm adding Yismichu v'malchutcha throughout my davening? So what I wanted to deal with today is, indeed, is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? And I don't mean, is there a mitzvah of simcha in our mind, but rather, halachically. Yes, Bruce?
Is this person allowed to get offended on Shabbos, or should he wait for his emotions to take over after Shabbat?
Now, you can get offended on Shabbos. It's okay. It's okay. Many people get offended on Shabbos. Many people.
It takes away from their own egg and their own, whatever it is, it's diminishing their Shabbos.
I don't think it should be instigated, but it happens. I don't think it should be instigated, but it happens. Just to finish this last point, the Chatam Sofer, who always has very original thoughts, if you look in the middle of the top source, says something fascinating, and it's not the time now to deal with it. He says, this is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, he says, it's a mitzvah de oraisa to have a meal. Because as we learned last week, you have to drink wine to get to simcha, according to some sources, and perhaps meat. So that's a mitzvah de oraisa v'samachta b'chadgecha. But oneg is only something that we learn from the Nevi'im. Some people say it on Shabbos morning in their Kiddush. And indeed, he says, oneg is not exactly mida oraisa. V'ha'ochel v'shoteh shelo l'te'avon, nihi shelo yitaneg, mikom makom mitzvat achila kiyem. Masha'enken v'shabbat pay oneg dafka, sh'oneg mefurash b'shabbos v'lo b'yom tov. So he says on Yontiv, there could be a situation where you eat meat, drink wine, and you can't stand it. But you fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, because simcha is objective. On Shabbos, you have to get pleasure. Now, you cannot get pleasure if you're a vegetarian and eat meat. Therefore, on Shabbos, you have to enjoy what you eat. On Yontiv, you could say, I can't stand what I'm going to eat. You're still happy, but you don't have pleasure. Very fascinating point of view. Indeed, the Chasam Sofer is known for fascinating points of view. Just to add one more, the Chasam Sofer says that on Shavuos, there's no reason to have a second day Yontiv, because by Shavuos we knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. So therefore, 49 days later, Sfiras HaOmer, the 50th of Shavuos, there's no reason to have a second day Yontiv, there's no doubt. So the Rambam says, Lo Pluk, we do all the Yomim Tovim 2 days. So the Chasam Sofer says, if there's no Safek Yoma, Shavuos is more chamor than the rest. The rest was a doubt. Shavuos was never a doubt, so it was a bona fide Gzeira de Rabbanan. Therefore, Shavuos is more chamor, you can't bury on the second day of Yontif. Fascinating point of view, like this point of view. Shabbos, you have to enjoy what you eat. Yontif, you don't have to enjoy, there's only a mitzvah of Simcha. Arthur, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I know in the Megillah Yishalmi, it talks about the Purim falls out on Shabbat.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent point. We're going to get to it in a few moments. So if you didn't look at the source sheet, excellent point. If you did look at the source sheet, you're a wonderful student. Because, gentlemen, I don't give the sources for my own erudition. I don't want you to think I'm smart and therefore I write source sheets. It's for you to learn. So if the shiur is boring, learn the sources. And Arthur is 100% right. That is a proof, and we're going to get to it in a very short time. So the pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshat Bahalotcha, says, Uveyom simchatchem, uvemoadechem, uverashei chotchechem, you have to blow the chatzrotzrot in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know what a moed is. Moed is the Yomim Tovim. Rashei chotchechem is Rosh Chodesh. What's beyom simchatchem? On the days of your happiness. It's Yontif, that's later. It's not Rosh Chodesh, that's later. What's Simchatchem? And here we find the fascinating difference of opinion in the Sifri. Have you heard of the Midrash called Sifri? The Midrash Agadah, like Midrash Rabbah, is stories, is drushes you can make out of it and whatnot. The Sifri is a Midrash Halacha. It tells you, what do you deduce from the Psukim? La'halocha. It's like a Gemara with the Psukim. So, the Sifri on that Pasuk says, Rabbi Natan Omer, Eilu Tmidim, what Simchatchem? The Tamid sacrifice brought in the morning and in the afternoon. Says the Sifri Zuta, another halachic source of a Medrash, Uviyom Zeyom HaShabbat. When it says Uviyom in the Pasuk, it means Shabbos. Simchatchem Elor Regalim. So all these sources seem to say Simchatchem means many things, it doesn't mean Shabbos. But on the left side of the source sheet, the Sifri brings another point of view, V'yom Simchatchem, Elu HaShabbatot. And the Eben Ezra brings both points of view in his Perush. In other words, the word Simchatchem in the Pasuk, on your days of happiness, according to some sources means various things, Korban Tamid, it can mean other things, but one source says, indeed, it's the days of happiness, namely Shabbos. So we have a difference of opinion in the Sifri, is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? Some say yes in the Sifri, and some say no. Going from the Sifri to the Gemara and to the Rishonim, we find the same difference of opinion. If you look on the source sheet where it says, in the Rishonim, let's start with the left side, exactly a source that our friend Arthur mentioned earlier. V'sudat Purim ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. This coming year, if the Beis HaMikdash is not built and we don't mekadesh the Chodesh al-Pi'ariyah, then Purim in Yerushalayim is going to come out on Shabbos. What is that called in our halachic literature when Purim comes out on Shabbos?
Purim Meshulash.
Purim Meshulash. It's 3 days. Friday you read the Megillah and give Matanot Le'Evyonim. Shabbos you say Al Hanisim and you read the Torah reading of Purim. And Sunday you give Mishloach Manot and you do the Seuda. So the Gemara indeed says the Seuda is pushed off, Ma'achrin, and Lo Magdimin, you don't push it back. So Rab Zeira Bai Kumei. Rab Zeira got very upset and he got up against Rab Abahu and says, V'yasu oto Shabbat. So make the Purim Seuda on Shabbos. What's the big deal? And Arthur knows the answer because he said it earlier. Amar Le, they said to Rav Zeira that it says in the Megillah, La'asot otam yemei mishte v'simcha. You have to make Purim into days of feasting and drinking. Says the Gemara, Etche simchato tluya bebeitin. You have to take a mundane day and make it into a day of simcha. That could be a Sunday through a Friday. But yatza zeh shesimchato tluya b'yedei shamayim. You can't take a day that's already a day of simcha that God ordained, and on that day make the seuda. The seuda has to transform a day from a regular day to a simcha day. So Shabbos is not an option to do that. Why? Because Shabbos is a day of simcha already. And therefore you can't do the Seuda on Shabbos. The Seuda has to be on a regular parv day that you turn into a Simcha day. So what do you deduce from this source, Arthur?
That you have Simcha on Shabbat.
That there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbat. Very simple. Indeed, the Tosfos says that one of the halachos of Sheva Brachos is that you have to have a new face there, known as Panim Chadashot. Someone that was not at the wedding and does come to the Sheva Brachos meal. And he does say, Marbin l'chvot Shabbat b'simcha v'se'uda, and therefore v'shabbos l'chashvinan panim chadashot. According to the Tosfos, on Shabbos you do not meet someone who is not invited to the wedding, because Shabbos in and of itself is a new day. Why? Because on Shabbos you have a bigger meal, b'simcha u'v'se'uda. Shabbos mood is both of simcha and eating. We all know Shabbos is synonymous with eating. And indeed, the Tosfos seems to say that it's a day of simcha. Going down the list, Rav Perla, who wrote a beautiful Perush on Rav Saadja Gaon, and you have to know something about it. There's a book out there, 3 volumes, Sefer HaMitzvot, Rav Saadja Gaon. So Bruce is now teaching someone that doesn't know a thing about Judaism. So he says, okay, we have 613 commandments, let's take a book of commandments, and I'll teach him one by one, from 1 through 613. Bruce decides to take a book. It could be the Sefer HaMitzvot LaRambam. It could be other Sefer HaMitzvot, and goes through them. The Sefer HaMitzvot to Rav Saadja Gaon was not a Sefer HaMitzvot. If Bruce wants to teach it, it will probably take him about 2 hours. Why? It was a piyut that was said on Shavuos. Comes Rav Perla in the 20th century, divided it up with a master perush, and turned 3 pages into 3 volumes. So that's acrobatics of the highest order. So it's not a Sefer HaMitzvot, it was a piyut. And in there he brings in his perush at the Baal Halachot Gedolot, another Sefer HaMitzvot, known as the Behag. Have you heard of the Behag, or am I talking Chinese? Yitz, you heard of the Behag? Baal Halachot Gedolot. He's the reason why women on a Friday night cover their eyes and make the bracha prior, after they light the candles. He's the reason that if you miss the day of Sfira, you don't count with the bracha. He's the reason that on Purim, a woman should not go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah for a man, because they're on a different level. So we always respect the Behag, but he always, I have to admit, is not lahalocha. Many times. But we respect him. In any case, the Behag says, Mana simcha Shabbos mitzvah b'fnei atzma, ve'onik Shabbat b'fnei atzma. So the Behag says on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of oneg, pleasure, and there's also a mitzvah of simcha. And the Sefer HaManhig, have you heard of the Sefer HaManhig, the Book of the Leader, Bruce? The Book of the Leader was written by a guy named Rav Hayarchi. He lived in a place of the Yareach. What do you say Yareach in French? Yareach, Levana, equals moon, the luna. He lived in Lunil, and therefore he lived between Ashkenaz to his north and Sfarad to his south. And he wrote a book that I like to call Comparative Religion. He basically traveled and wrote down all the things that the Ashkenazim, the Sfaradim, and the French do differently. So in his book he writes, En minhag v'tzarfat uv'sfarad lipol al paneha mincha be'erev Shabbos v'yom tov. So on Erev Shabbos, you go to mincha, you don't say tachanun. Everybody knows that, right? Why don't you say tachanun by mincha? You say it at Shacharis. Why don't we say it at mincha? Explains the Sefer HaManig, Lifi Shehem Yimei Simcha, because it's days of happiness. Shegam Shabbat Nikra Yom Simcha, Shener Mar V'Yom Simchatchem Elu HaShabbatot. So we have a whole bunch of Rishonim, including a Yerushalmi, that says that Shabbos is a day of Simcha. So maybe my whole shir was wrong on Thursday night. I should have said that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. They're both days of Simcha. Yes, Bruce?
Why do we make mishaberuchs for the cholim then on Shabbos? It's a sad thing. I mean, is there a question about that?
There's a big question about that. There's a huge question about that. I gave a shir in this kolo about it, and I have to admit, I'd be happy to give it again if you forgot. But the question that you're asking is not because of simcha, and it's not even because of oneg. The question that you're asking is based on the Gemara that says, on Shabbos we took out all the blessings of petition because you shouldn't ask for what you lack on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day where you're supposed to be happy with what you have. So indeed, a mishaberach l'chole is a very problematic thing. Any mishaberach is a very problematic thing on Shabbos. We have to deal with that some other time. But it's not because of simcha. It's because of the Isur Bakasha on Shabbos. Simcha means to be happy. Isur Bakasha means not to be, as you said earlier, offended, feeling bad. And when you start thinking about cholim, you feel bad. Anyway, in the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi, the Bavli says, with due respect to everything we said until now, why is it that Shabbos comes in the middle of Shiva, it's part of Shiva, but Yom Tov is never part of Shiva? If you sit Shiva before Yom Tov, what's the halacha?
You would never have a Shiva if you don't have Shabbos.
That's not what the Bavli says. We'll get to that in a moment, Harold. You're right, that's a Yerushalmi. We'll get to that in a moment. The Bavli says, this is the reason, because it's a mitzvah aseh for all the Jewish people to be happy on Yom Tov, and you personally have avelus. And the Gemara says, ati aseh derabim, vedachi aseh deyachid. Namely, your personal obligation to be in mourning is shut away because there's a mitzvah of simcha. Therefore, let's deduce from this Gemara, if Shabbos is part of Shiva, it's one of the days of Shiva, then, anyone? You learn mathematics? Then, if Shabbos is part of Shiva, then Shabbos must not have a mitzvah of Simcha. Because if it did, it couldn't live with Avelus. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the Gemara in Brachos, in the back of the Gemara, you have the Rif. Usually you have the Ran, a super parish on it. In Pesachet Brachos, you have Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, Ubishabas, an Onain, what's an Onain?
It's before the burial takes place.
Before the burial takes place. So on Shabbos, the Onain, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Mesev, the Gemara says, Ve'ochel basav v'shote yayin. Lo ke'amar v'chayav lechol basav v'lishtot yayin. It doesn't say in the Gemara that the Onain has to drink wine and eat meat on Shabbos for a very simple reason. She'ein chova ala adam she'ochal basar v'ishtei yayin b'Shabbat. There's no obligation whatsoever to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. If you like it, you eat it. If you don't like meat, you don't like drinking wine, you don't. Obviously, the Rabbeinu Yonah assumes that there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, because if there was, he would obligate us, the Onain, to drink wine. Indeed, the Shita Mekubeset says that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. We all know that, but it's a derabbanan on Shabbos. And the Shita Mekubeset says, with due respect, it's not because of Ein Ba'ar Bin Simcha B'Simcha. What does that mean, Ein Ba'ar Bin Simcha B'Simcha?
You can't can't combine smachot. For example, on Chol Moed, you can't have a wedding either.
Mm-hmm. So if there's a mitzvah of simcha already, you can't go along and add an additional simcha to it. So therefore you don't get married on Yontiv or Chol HaMoed. Shabbat, there's no mitzvah of simcha. So the Shita Mekubeset says in the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov something, that in the Sefer Agdullah, it said that you can't fast on Shabbat if you had a bad dream, known as a Ta'anit Chalom, because you have to go ahead and be happy. And he said, does it make sense? On Yontiv you have to be happy. On Shabbos, you have to get pleasure. What's pleasure for the guy who had a nightmare? That he fasts, and God doesn't make his dream come true. So on that particular Shabbos, the pleasure that the person will have is not because he's eating and drinking, but because he's fasting, so his bad dream won't come true. Something that's impossible on Yontiv when there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So the Shita Mekubetzet says you can get married theoretically, you can't get married on Shabbos the Rabbanon, but Mida Oraisa, there's no mitzvah of Simcha preventing it. And the Sefer Maharil says you can fast on Yontiv, but not on Shabbos. So, we have a difference of opinion if there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos or not. Sources both ways. Now, what's the nafkamina? We could say there's a mitzvah of Simcha, there isn't a mitzvah of Simcha. The bottom line is, what's the nafkamina? So we already saw a few. Anyone want to mention? The first and foremost thing, how do you know? How do you know? I hear someone talking in the background, if they can mute their microphone. Okay. How do we know when there's a mitzvah of simcha in Judaism? We always go to the opposite. Can avelus happen? So explain to those folks, on Shabbos, you can have avelus. Why? Regularly no, but Shabbos does. So il be'in avilut klal mishum tichtiv behen simcha. Shabbos mia lo ktiv simcha. You can have avelus on Shabbos because there is no mitzvah of simcha. Yontiv, there is a mitzvah of simcha. However, you quoted earlier, Harold, and correctly quoted the Yerushalmi that says, why is it that Shabbos doesn't break up the Shiva? Repeat what you said, Harold.
You would never have a complete Shiva.
Exactly. We Jews have this problem all the time, don't you notice? Anytime we say a number, we never mean it. Right? We say we're going to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Really, how many brachas are there? How many?
19.
Very good. So we say Shiva, 7 days. If you say 7 days, then at least once in a while mean it. Because how can you have 7 days if there's a Shabbos? You say Shiva, I'm going to pay a Shiva call, I'm sitting Shiva. Says the Yerushalmi, you'd never get a Shiva off the floor. At least with the Shmoneh Esrei, you're davening 18 blessings and you added one more. Here you wouldn't have it. So therefore, the Yerushalmi does not say what we would have thought. Oh, there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. He says, no, that's not the reason. There could be a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. The reason that it's not Mevatel Avelos is because you'll never get a Shiva off the floor. Right? So even though in Judaism we're used to having numbers we never mean, right? We always say 50 days of Sfira, it's really 49. You give Malkos, Malkot Arbaim, it's really 39. Every number we've ever quoted in Judaism, we never mean it. So in any case, in this case, the Yerushalmi says you should mean it. Shiva is Shiva. Nafkamina number two, I have to admit, preparing for this shir, I was amazed. I never thought this would be a nafkamina, but let's talk about it. This past Saturday night, there was a beautiful moon. What mitzvah did we do?
Kiddush Levana.
So after Shavuos, and after Shabbos, we did Kiddush Levana. How come we didn't do Kiddush Levana prior to this Motzei Shabbos? So the Masechet Sofrim says that you should only do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos kishehu mivusam. What's mivusam?
I would assume that you dress nicely.
Dress nicely. Calm. Looks great. You're going to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside. You're dressed properly. On a regular day, you look like a schlump. So therefore, we try to make Kiddush Levana on a Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Ramah Paskins and
Shul. You should be dressed nicely every time you go to daven.
You should be dressed in order enough that you should be able to meet a prime minister. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to put on your best clothing. Namely, when you go to meet the prime minister today, you have a certain dress code. That's the way you're supposed to come to davening. Shabbos has to be more than that. You have to have nicer clothing than that. And Yontif has to be even nicer than Shabbos. So those are the three degradations, with maybe Chol HaMoed there in the middle. There's a huge bir halacha at the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, dealing with the question of what are you supposed to dress with on Chol HaMoed. Fascinating. In any case, says the Bach, with due respect, if indeed you have a problem and you think it's going to be cloudy, you can make Kiddush Levana even on Shabbos and on Yontif. Why? He quotes, Ki ein ze elakpeda be'alma. Ve'ein lahakpeda lechatchila de'efshar lekatshar harkach. So he says, if indeed you have a few days after Motzei Shabbos, so wait till next Motzei Shabbos, it won't be cloudy. But if the time is ticking, like Motzei Yom Kippur was cloudy, the 4 days before, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it was cloudy. And then comes the night of Sukkot, that's the last night you can do Kiddush Levana, the 15th. Then you shouldn't push it off and say it. But still, under normal circumstances, on the one hand we say it on Motzei Shabbos, or Motzei Yontif. On the other hand, we don't say it on Shabbos and Yontif. Why not? Why not? What's the problem? It's just a bracha. It's not an Isser Malacha. So I have to admit, gentlemen, preparing the shir, I was amazed. The Shfus, the Rama Mipano, the Rama Mipano says, and I quote, left side of the page, why shouldn't you do Kiddush Levana? After all, you're going to meet the Shechina. Shabbos, you dress nicely too? Listen to his words. Ein ma'arbin simcha besimcha. Namely, you have a mitzvah of simcha and Shabbos. Simcha means being before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a mitzvah of simcha and Yontif, you can't add a simcha to a simcha. So just like you don't get married, you don't add Kiddush Levana, which is simcha. Why is Kiddush Levana simcha? Because you're coming before God. Anytime you come before God, the three regalim, to the Beis HaMikdash, you meet God. As the Pasuk says, that Shalosh pe'amim bashana yera'e chozer churcha, three times a year you shall be seen before God. So says the Rama Mipano, you don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yontif because it's already a mitzvah of simcha. The Magen Avraham says we should be machbid on this. Who, of course, disagrees with him? Take a wild guess. The school of thought that would say what? Which school of thought would say you can do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos because there's no problem of Ein Ma'arbin Simcha B'Simcha? Which school of thought? The ones that said what? That there is no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So Yontif, we understand, Ein Ma'arbin Simcha B'Simcha. No weddings, no Kiddush Levana. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Simcha, says the Shvus Yaakov, of Yaakov Reicher. That indeed, there once was a situation where in the middle of the winter, Chodesh Shvat, it was very cloudy, and it was the 13th day of the month, it was Friday night, and it wasn't cloudy. And he told the whole community to do Kiddush Levana. They threw at him the ancient minhag not to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. He says, due respect, Yantiv Matzile Meimar, Tam Shasu Kaddish Levana, Mishum De'ein Mar Ben Simcha B'Simcha, Ma She'ein Kein B'Shabbos, De'ein Makom L'Tamze, De'Simcha Lo Ne'erma, Elo B'Yom Tov, De'Visamachta V'Chagecha K'tiv. Says the Shvus Yaakov, I don't agree. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So Shabbos you can do Kiddush Levana and not Yantiv. So, we see the same machlokas. Why is there no Avelus on Shabbos? Either because it's a mitzvah of Simcha, or no, there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. The reason why there's Avelus on Shabbos is there is a mitzvah of Simcha, but you can't have a Shiva without a Shabbos. But according to the Yurtosvos, there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, so of course it's part of Shiva. Second Nafgamina, Kiddush Levana. The Ramam Yipano says don't do it. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, don't add. And comes along our friend Rav Yaakov Reicher and Shvus Yaakov and says, there is no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, you can do Kiddush Levana. So why is Avelus not on Shabbos? Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. Now just a commercial break. When I looked at the Kiddush Levana issue, I found other points of view that I want to share with you. So this has nothing to do with the shir, but if you want to go home and say, I heard something crazy today, listen very carefully. Everyone ready? You ready for this? The Bach quotes, the Bach didn't come up with it. Rav Yoel Sirkis, in his Perush on the Tour, says, the father-in-law of the Taz, you know why you can't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yontif? We have an Isser on Shabbos and Yontif called Tchumin. You can't go out of the Tchum that you're in. Alpayim Amma, or maybe Yud Bet Mil.
Can you say it to the right?
To the right. Okay, is this better?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so on Yontif and Shabbos, you can't go out of your Tchum. If you're in a city, you can't leave the city more than 2,000 Amma. Says the Bach, based on other sources, you know why you can't do Kiddush Levana? Because Kiddush Levana, you're going to lahagbil pnei Shechina, as we say in the Kiddush Levana. You're going to say hello to God. If you're going to say hello to God, where's God? God is up more than our Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is not just on the ground, it's also up. You can't take an airplane upwards. So you're going out of the Tchum on Shabbos if you say Kiddush Levana. I found that to be an interesting, fascinating point of view. You should know that has validity. We have an ancient promise from Chazal that Eliyahu HaNavi, who's supposed to come a day before Mashiach, won't come on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because on Shabbos and Yontif, it's not convenient to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're eating our chulent, we're taking our nap. So, therefore, on Motzei Shabbos, the minute Havdalah is said, what is the first thing we do, says the Ramah? We sing Eliyahu HaNavi. Now we can come. Now, why can't he come on Shabbos? So what I just said makes sense. It doesn't want to bother us. There's another point of view. Eliyahu HaNavi went up to the Shamayim. He's not going to be Mechalel Shabbos. If he comes down, he's going out of the Tchum. So why can't you do Kiddush Levana? It's a real McCoy, meaning God, but God's up there, I'm down here. Fascinating point of view. I just want to add that indeed, when the Shuta Radbaz saw it, he came along and said, this is crazy. Or I'll say it in his words, Vekama Chalush Ta'am Zeh. This is nuts. Next, the Shuta Radbaz. Why can't you go ahead and do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos? Everybody ready for this? This the one I told you was the craziest. This is a little less crazy. Ki belalei Shabbatot anu mekablin pnei hamelech bekidush hayom vehu she'et hazivug velav orech ala lahagbil pnei shechina b'oto sha'a. When do you go ahead? What do we do on Shabbos? We say, God, welcome into our house. Shalom aleichem alachei hashareis. Malachim, God, come in. And we're together like a chassan and a kala. Says the Radbaz, if you're together like a chassan and a kala, wouldn't it be crazy that after you're eating your chicken, in between the chicken soup and the chicken, when you're sitting there at your Shabbos meal, and you already welcomed in the Shabbos, and you said it's like a chassan and a kala, like a bride and a groom sitting together, you'd say, welcome! Where were you for the last hour and a half? What do you mean, welcome? I'm already here. That's like the guy, you know, you pick up the phone, he right away asks you a question. Oh, Arthur, what time is the shiur today? Where are the sources? And after you give him the answer, you'd say, oh, hello, how are you? It makes no sense to do that. You already said hello to God. You welcomed him into your house. And then after you've done all that, lichadodi, likratkala, mizmor shili yom haShabbos, you're going to say, oh, welcome? But Motzei Shabbos, God leaves. If God leaves, you go out to escort God. And indeed, it makes sense to do Kiddush Levana. So a little less crazy than the first one, but again, a little sensational. The Ramah, indeed, says, in my opinion, something that makes more halachic sense. The Ramah says that during the Kiddush Levana, when you say the words, Keshem Sha'ani Roked Kenegdech, just like I dance before you, says the Ramah, Verokeid Gimel Pe'amim Kenegda Ve'omer Keshem Sha'ani Rokeid. So what do we do in Kiddush Levana when we get to that passage? We pick up our feet a little, we do a little Rikud, right? Says the Shara Tziyun, the Mishnah Brura, that's why you can't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yontif. What can't you do on Shabbos and Yontif? You can't dance. Why can't you dance? Shema Yitaken Klishir. Because if you dance, you want music. You want music, you take out the guitar. You take out the guitar, one of the strings will rip. Oh, yeah, yeah, you may fix it. Now, the Tosfos already says we don't know how to fix things. We Jews, you know, We don't know how to fix things. We have all the tools, we just don't know how to use them. Right? We Jews are not big in fixing things. So we don't know how to fix, says the Tosfos, and therefore this doesn't apply. But Mishnah, Gemara, Pshat, it does apply. So because there's a mitzvah during the Kiddush Levana to dance a little, we're afraid you're going to dance on Shabbos. So of course the Mishnah Berurah says, with due respect, don't we dance on Simchas Torah? You ever danced on Simchas Torah? Says the Shaar HaTzion, on Simchas Torah you have no choice. You're ending the Torah reading of the year, you have to dance. But Kiddush Levana, you do have a choice. Wait till Motzavus. Why do you have to violate Shabbos by dancing? There's no big inyan if you're not, let's say, if you're not in an NCSY Shabbaton. If you're not in a Kiruv 101, there's no reason to dance on Shabbos. You can wait till Motzei Shabbos. So that's more of a main answer. So this was the commercial break about why can't we do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. The main points of view is, one day it says it's a Simcha on Shabbos, Ein Mar Bin Simcha B'Simcha, and the Shavus Yaakov says, I understand that for Yontif, but not for Shabbos. But in between we said three fascinating points of view. Number one, Tumen. Number two, if you invite in God, you can't go out to receive God. Doesn't make sense. And number three, you may dance. Yes, anyone had a question? Yes.
Yeah. You talked about mixing simcha b'simcha. Why do you know when you make aliyah, simcha Torah and shmini atzeret on the same day?
Okay.
So that's simcha b'simcha. How do you allow that?
Shmini atzeret and simchas Torah are on the same day. How do you allow it? The answer probably is simchas Torah per se does not put upon us the obligation of simcha. We're happy. We're happy, but we don't have to dance in order to make Kayim Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeret is a day that, as you know, if there wasn't Simchas Torah, it would be like Shvi Yishal Pesach. Nothing. Nothing. Shavuos also has no mitzvah. It would just be a yomtiv. So we added something to it. So Shvi Yishal Pesach, we added doing Az Yashir in front of the sea. And on Shavuos, we added Milchiks and staying up all night. And on Shmini Atzeret, we added dancing with the Torah. But that's not Ein Mar Bin Simcha B'Simcha. There's no mitzvah of Simcha called Simchas Torah. However, there is a mitzvah of Simcha when you do Kiddush Levana according to these sources. Now just to end the shir, I started the shir by saying Nusach Ashkenaz would be less sensitive to saying there's no mitzvah of Simcha than Nusach Sfard. Why is that? Because Nusach Sfard says Yismachu V'Malchutcha at every Shmoneh Esrei, outside of Mincha. The Sech Ashkenaz only says it by Musaf. If it's only by Musaf, said Rav Soloveitchik, I understand why. Because you brought Korbanos, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're in front of God, Simcha. But at home, Shachris, Friday night, no mitzvah of Simcha. And indeed, just to end, if you see the bottom of the source sheet, this explains, indeed, the two Minhagim. One minhag was that every time you end the bracha of Shabbos, you won't say Bahaval veratzon Shabbat kodshecha v'yanuchu va vo or vam Yisrael mekatshe shemecha. You shall rest on it. According to one source in the Shivole Haleket, you would say v'yismechu v'cha kol ohavei shemecha. When do we say that? When do we say and you shall be happy in it? When did you say it last week? Okay, guys, now this is unacceptable. I understand if you were up all night, Shavuos morning, you found out that Rut is the most saddest Megillah in the book. Why? Because you were awake enough to hear that Elimelech died and Machli and Kilion died. Then you fell asleep and you didn't know what happened. So there's no Rut, there's no David HaMelech, there's no Boaz, there's no Chesed, there's no Naomi. That I can understand. But, Myrith, what did you say? V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu et Birkas Moadecha. I hope you were awake from Ma'ariv or Mincha after when you woke up from your nap. V'yismechu v'cha Yisrael mekatshe shemecha. We say it on Yontif. Says the Shibole Haleket. One version said it on Shabbos too. Assuming what? There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. What do? We don't do that. What do we say? We don't say v'yismechu v'cha. We say on the right side of the sheet, if you take a look, what does it say? V'yanuchu vo, and you shall be rested on it. And the same thing is true, and with this I end, with L'chadodi. At the end of L'chadodi, we get up, and we sort of greet Shabbos, correct? So there's two minhagim, one minhag is to go to the door, and one minhag is to go to the west, where the Shabbos is coming in from. By the way, there's no minhag just to turn around and look at the wall. It's either to the door or to the west. But we get up and we say what? Who wants to say it for us? Bowie b'shalom atered bala. Gam? Continue. Huh?
Simcha.
Gam b'simcha v'tzala. What would that prove, Harold?
That there's simcha on Shabbos.
Correct. Now, if you look in the Siddur, there's another version. And this happens to be a mistake in all the Siddurs, in my opinion. It says that if it's Yontiv, you don't say Simcha, you say Rina. Rina is different than Simcha. Gentlemen, logically, it should be the opposite. On a regular Shabbos, Gamberina Vitzahala, with song, etc. But on Yontiv is a mitzvah of Simcha. So take out Rina and put in Simcha. Indeed, the Piskei Tshuvos, which is a book of all the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, indeed brings two minhagim. One minhag is with the Yom Tov, only on Yom Tov. Shechal b'Shabbos, you say, Gam Berina b'Simcha v'Tzahala, Ma she'enken b'chol Shabbos, she'omrim Berina v'Tzahala. But on the other side it says that indeed, maybe you don't change it. So indeed, we find that this machlokes, if there's simcha on Shabbos, has four ramifications. One, why is there no avelus on Shabbos? Two, kiddush levana on Shabbos. Three, and four, the nusach of our davening. Do we say v'yismechu v'cha or v'yanuchu v'cha? Do we say yismechu v'malchutcha or don't we? Do we say gam b'simcha uv'tzahala or gam berina uv'tzahala? So, indeed, the gentleman got a little upset. He was rightfully so. It's about 50-50. So therefore, if you want to be machmir, make sure to drink wine and eat meat on Shabbos. If you don't want to be so machmir, then indeed, just mekayim the mitzvah of oneg, enjoy what you eat, and fulfill the Shabbos without the mitzvah of simcha. That's, of course, for yontif. I hope I made myself clear. The Kiddush Levana was fascinating. I think that commercial break was one of the best. But quite frankly, it was halachic acrobatics. I've never seen such a beautiful thing in my life. In any case, wishing you all a very, very good day. Bruce, are we ready for the next shiur? Oh, here's Rabbi Zef. You're so quiet, Rabbi Zef. How am I supposed to know you're waiting? When you come into the regular shiur in the olden days with the dinosaurs, we used to meet together around the table. Then there was a door that opened and closed, and I heard. Now you're sitting there quietly on mute. I have no idea you're there. Anyway, the one thing Rabbi Zef has done for me this morning is amazing. Not only did he let me finish the shiur, he's wearing a polo shirt. Maybe I can now wear a polo shirt. If I have the guts of Rabbi Zef, Bezrat Hashem. Have a good day, everyone. Slame Rabbi Zef. I took 8 minutes of your shiur. My apologies.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Gronstein.